Looking back after 1 year of South Sudanese independence, we can probably describe this as a success of international mediation, do you think?
I think last year, when the independence was being celebrated, there was a lot of sense of quite excitement because there was a commitment to building two viable states living as neighbours in peace. Unfortunately, as we know, in the last year, that has not unfolded in that way. And that's why the elders felt it was important to return to Sudan. We had been in Sudan as one of our first missions, in fact, when we went to look at the situation in Darfur, some of the elders. But we wanted to encourage both presidents and governments to look at this first anniversary as an opportunity to recommit to the idea of two viable states living as neighbours in peace.
Talking about mediation, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni, he said this should have only really taken 2 days. Maybe some are impatient that it's proved so difficult to resolve some of these problems.
I think there is some impatience, and we've also learned that there has been a lot of support from the IGAD countries, from Uganda, from Ethiopia, from Kenya. Just one practical dimension of that, each of those three countries has lent, in that sense of embedded 200 civil servants each that they pay for in South Sudan to help to build the capacity of the government of the South as a new government with the responsibilities to look after providing services to the people. But unfortunately, particularly the outbreak of fighting in South Kordofan and in Blue Nile have caused a huge refugee influx into South Sudan, as we saw. And also the cutting off of the oil has meant that both states are becoming less viable because they don't have the income. And this has caused inflation, has caused a rise in food prices, and both countries are suffering. So we have urged President Salva Kiir, when we met him, to let the oil flow again. And he has said, yes, I'm ready to do that, but only under conditions that are fair and reasonable.
There remains a number of other sticking points, notably border demarcation. How is this going to be resolved? Because to many, it seems like a completely intractable problem.
Obviously, the border demarcation problems are very serious. We discussed those with the panel in Addis before going to South Sudan with President Thabo Mbeki and his colleagues. They have tried very hard to come up with several versions of solutions for the most difficult parts. And it's clear that it's not so much that there are no solutions as there is not the political commitment at the moment on the two sides to address and negotiate outcomes. And so obviously, Abyei is a big problem. But I think the feeling is that the two biggest issues are that the fighting must cease and that it's important that the oil will flow again so that it's possible to get more revenue to both countries so that they can actually have a different mindset and implement what they committed to, which was building two viable states, living as neighbours and in peace.
Salva Kiir, during the independence anniversary celebrations, he talked of oil worth $800 million that the North, or the Republic of Sudan, had taken. Do you think they should repay that money?
I think it's not so much for the elders to get into the detail of the dispute. We did hear, both from the panel, the different perspectives on both sides, and of course we heard the southern perspective in particular when we were in South Sudan. We know that the problem is that each side urges that it's the other that's causing the problem. So taking the oil situation, the oil is a resource for both states. The vast majority of the oil, as we know, is in the south, but they need at the moment anyway the pipelines for it to be viable. There are apparently commercial discussions being discussed of perhaps the oil being purchased at the border and then oil companies or other interveners dealing with the pipeline through Sudan. That could be a solution. But the real problem at the moment is a problem of political will. It's a problem of the need for the two presidents to meet. It is encouraging that the delegations have been talking. When we met with the panel on Thursday, they said that there were bilateral talks taking place that day in Addis between representatives of Sudan and South Sudan, and they continued until Friday. It's for that reason that we feel that there is now an opening for the two presidents in the light of the first anniversary, but even more so, the Security Council resolution and the African Union determination that time runs out on the 2nd of August. And they must implement the various provisions that the Security Council resolution has called upon.